Section 2, Mind Reading. In 1875, an English physiologist named Richard Caton discovered the existence of electrical fields in the brains of animals. Half a century later, the German psychiatrist Hans Berger developed the first electroencephalogram. Since that time, this technology has become the mainstay of diagnosis and treatment in a number of medical fields. As the process of examining brainwaves has been refined, scientists have learned that certain stimuli will reliably reproduce the same observable and measurable patterns. The triggering conditions can be as specific as a clicking noise or a tap on the hand. Over time, these characteristic waveforms, known in the scientific community as event-related potentials, ERPs, have been catalogued and coded with the letters N or P, followed by a specific number. P300, for example, is the surprise wave. N400 is known as the double take wave. And N100 is the so-called cocktail party wave. While there are still many gaps in the alphabet, patterns corresponding to emotions, for example, have not yet been codified, a comprehensive language of brainwaves is clearly emerging. As the scientific community continues to classify and catalogue these patterns, in much the same way as the Human Genome Project maps genetic material, the prospect of being able to develop a device that can literally read people's thoughts is becoming a reality. According to some commentators, the technology currently exists to develop a reliable lie detector machine, a possibility that is not lost on the scientific arm of the international intelligence community. Like the optically transparent material and the stealth technology described in Section 1, the wherewithal to look into people's thoughts in this fashion, if indeed it has already been developed, is likely to be well beyond the resources of most private parties and many government entities. But even without the aid of such sophisticated machinery, a similar result can be achieved with a sufficient amount of work by employing another aspect of the art of the butterfly. Careful research, observation, and deduction, combined with a basic understanding of human psychology, will allow the watchful observer to discover a significant amount of information about his target's thought processes. Proper analysis of this data can, in turn, provide a window into the subject's mind.